Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 19th of October, recording at 9:28 p.m., and that's still British summer time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. In stock markets, the Asian markets were mixed, a few more on the upside than the downside. The European stock markets were quiet, mostly quietly steady, and the exception there was a tiny decline in the Stockholm Swedish market index. The Americas closed a bit softer, and the NASDAQ index, I see, that reversed yesterday's gains, closing down 2%. In long-dated government bond prices, they are they were a bit easier in Europe, almost unchanged in the USA. The U.S. dollar index was down a fraction. The precious metals, though, commodities were weaker generally across the boards. Precious metals eased further. We've got gold down 15.5 at 16.42. Platinum melt down a little more so at 15.19. That's down nearly 22. Palladium was hit today, down to 6.01. Silver sit down 75 cents to 31.07. And the industrial metals were all weaker today, with the exception of tin. Grain and bean complex was weaker. Crude oil was weaker, down on the Brent to 108.5. And the WTI crude is at 86. That's down over $2.30. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, in stock markets, we've still got plenty of nervousness over Europe. That's not going to go away all that quickly. And people are a bit jittery about the announcement that's going to come out over the weekend. I mean, Germany, via Mrs. Merkel, has been talking down expectations. Not least after the rally that we saw in stock markets in the two previous weeks. And a lot of investors, I think, are concerned that it may be a question of buy the rumor, sell the news. We have a short term over, I have no view on that. I don't know what they're actually going to say. But what I do know is that this is ultimately a manageable crisis if they wish to manage it, and they do, but it's going to be a long, drawn-out, torturous affair. We've known that for a long time, and the key question, as was discussed in one of yesterday's emails, is, and the day before, is really when does the euro crisis lose its capacity to shock and frighten investors? We're not there yet. We're heading in that direction. Meanwhile, we have that short-term overbought condition in a number of stock markets, and that can easily lead to some softness, as we saw today on Wall Street. So, a tricky environment overall. There's some of the better quality shares that are not racing ahead. For instance, I've mentioned, and Owen has so often mentioned, those dividend aristocrats. The best of the multinational companies have been so strong for a long time, but some of the so-called or formerly cyclicals, take the mining sector, the industrial mining sector, that had been cyclical for decades, when really Western economies made all the running in terms of demand. But I have regarded them as as growth shares for over a decade because of all the developing world infrastructure build that's going on around the planet. And I can see that stretching out for at least a couple of more decades, and there's plenty of developed world infrastructure that needs to be modernized or totally rebuilt. So I regard those as growth shares, and I think they look really quite cheap today. But they've been battered by the bear market. That's good news if you're looking to buy into the sector, because the valuations are attractive. Now, some of the high yielders, though, have run away to the upside. Before I went to the USA, I nibbled a bit more, picked up a little bit more of the Royal Dutch Shell. I think it's gone up practically every day since. Well, bar one, the day after I bought it, it fell down, but then it's gone up every day since. And so it does this. This is a clear indication of demand and demand for yield, and that's hardly surprising. So if you have companies that interest you that pay good dividends, and crucially, those dividends are well covered, and these are companies, preferably, ideally, multinational companies that have good earning streams so they can afford to go on paying, let alone increasing those dividends, then they're going to do pretty well in this environment. And this is probably the latter stage of the cyclical bear trend that we've talked about. And there's a reasonable chance that I probably think a better than 50-50 chance that Wall Street can hold above its lows of the last 3 months. We will find out shortly, because this overbought condition, if that view that I just uttered was to be wildly optimistic, then we'd see these stock markets fall right back down with the help of high frequency trading and go straight through those through those lows. But I think that's less than a 50-50 chance. And there we are. I think it's an environment where identify the stocks that you like and accumulate a bit on weakness. I wouldn't be doing much selling, and I'm resisting the temptation to hedge anything in here at this stage. Now, in terms of precious metals, we like them for the longer term still. Maintain this is very much a secular bull market. But gold is still in a consolidation and, I think, support building phase following its type one acceleration to the upside in August. Acceleration is always an ending of an unspecified duration. And since it was one of the bigger, if not the biggest, acceleration over the last 10 years, then that indicates a medium-term top. I think that's what the evidence actually suggests, medium-term top for a few months. But we are still of the view that this bull run is not over, and we're also of the view that it'll eventually be killed off by higher interest rates. And I do think that the U.S. interest rates would have to be moving higher to be part of that process. We had higher interest rates in the growth economies, and we're close to a reversal of that. Four countries I mentioned yesterday have already moved to a more well, they've ended and actually reduced rates slightly. And the Chinas and Indias are probably not that far off within a few months of completing their round of tightening. That's my best guess at any rate. So, now, Any selling pressure in the stock market does increase, particularly on Wall Street, does increase the risk of some contagion selling in precious metals and other commodities. The likelihood of a number of these industrial commodities and foods coming a bit lower over the next few weeks is good news in terms of reducing inflationary pressures. And I've described it as a reset, and that would eventually create an additional buying opportunity in commodities. I don't think we're there yet. So, again, you and I can only deal with the reality that markets provide. It's still a little bit choppy, and I think it's going to remain that way for a while longer. The big consolation is that just as we know that every brilliant trend in the market eventually ends, we also know that every choppy whipsaw phase eventually supports a sustained trend. And we can position ourselves for that cautiously, particularly, I think, in terms of buying equities on easing and watching for eventual lows in the commodities. And on that note, all the best to all of you.